There's a medrash. It's actually a medrash hagodol that says as follows: Mipnei mo imois akoros hoyu. Famous question: why were the imois Sora, Rivka, Rochel, and even Leah? It says the only reason she vayara Hashem ki snua Leah vayiftach es rachmo, because of the relationship with Leah and Rochel. Because of that, she was like the secondary wife, so she was granted children earlier. But really, they were all supposed to be akoros, meaning to wait many long years. Sora waited 90 years, many long years, until they would have children. Because they descend, they came from goyim who were oivdei avodah zorah, that were idol worshippers. Ukshehen ketanos, moisrin oison, when they were ketanos, they were given over lakomrim. They were sent to the priest. They were sent to participate in whatever oivdei avodah zorah do. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says like this: Im ani noisei lohem bonim miyad, if I'm going to give them children immediately, they're going to have children, they wouldn't have to wait many years, avoseim yil mishtabchin b'avodah zorah shelohen. They're going to be praising their avodah zorah, v'yoimru, and their fathers will say as follows: Kedai hu, the avodah zorah, shezochu lebonim. Because of the avodah zorah that they did in their youth, that's why they were zoicha to have children immediately. Elo, and that, of course, would be a terrible thing, that they would strengthen their appreciation and commitment to Avodah Zorah. You know why our daughters have children quickly? It must be the schus of the Avodah Zorah. Elo omra kodesh boruchu, yoichlu mibsoram bishagom, v'yisyagu b'chol koichon. They're going to suffer, and they're going to be able to put in all of their efforts in tefillah, the achar kach ani noisa lehem bonim. And then later on, they're going to get bonim to take away this, dispel this idea, kedei sheyedu, that their ovois will know, maybe they too, she'ein, I think more the ovois, she'ein tzorech v'avodah zorah shelahen, there's nothing in this avodah zorah that they had, it didn't do anything for them. Even though they had this avodah zorah, they had to wait many long years until they had children, only after so many years of tefillah, and mimela, it dispels that concept. So just thought, if we think about it for a moment, that it's interesting. First of all, the avodah zorah committed to avodah zorah. People have children. Many people have children very quickly, immediately. It's not so unnatural, it's not so unusual for a person to get married and to have children within the reasonable amount of time. So what type of message are they going to get? Oh, it's a chizuk, look, it's our avodah zorah. It doesn't seem to be a very serious chizuk to their avodah zorah. Their commitment to avodah zorah is there. And now they see their children, okay, so it's natural. So, okay, they might come. Well, we could dream for a moment or think, or they might say. It doesn't seem to be an affirmation of the power of their avodah zorah. Rather, it seems that it might be a little bit of a chizuk. Okay, and what's the consequences? What's the other side of the equation? Years and years of suffering. Years and years of waiting to have children. And the delaying, I guess, of the mission of Avraham Avinu in the world, the mission of the Ovois, the mission of the Imois, to bring Hashem into the world, to propagate the faith, so to speak. So this is all being delayed for the minimal, I don't know how big or how small, but certainly it's not the ultimate affirmation of their avodah zorah, because they didn't have children immediately. So now, I mean, if they would have had children immediately, that's not the ultimate affirmation of the avodah zorah. So for that difference in a shtikel chizuk, they'll have a little bit of a pischein peh to be machazik their avodah zorah. It's kedai to push off the goal of creation, the mission of the Klal Yisrael, to cause so much suffering to the Imois, because they have to wait so many years. Imagine Sora, how many years she had to wait until she had a child. You know, it's like the pain, the suffering, the discomfort, the like all that. Why? Because if it would have happened immediately, then the Oivdei Avodah Zarah from whom they came would have looked at the situation and found some pischim peh to have more chizuk in their Avodah Zarah. So it really seems that a few things, that number one, the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for every nuance of a person's positive actions or his negative actions, albeit, I mean, this is before Matan Torah, but they weren't part of Klal Yisrael. They're creations. They're created, they're creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're created B'Tselem Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for the nuances, even if it means an additional Chizuk in Avodah Zarah, even though it means the alternative is so much delaying of his mission and so much suffering on their part. Mitzad Echot, Mitzad Sheni, when it came to Leah, she, because Vayar Hashem Kisnua Leah, that overrides it. So it's a very delicate balance. The whole balance is delicate. On the one hand, we're responsible for what people are going to think, even a slight amount of chizuk in their wrongdoing, that it's kedai to give up. To suffer and to push off both the mission and all the suffering that it brings, because we don't want them to have even a little more, however much it is, chizuk in their inappropriate ways. It's at Sheni, sometimes that's counterbalanced with the personal feeling of an individual, because now exactly how we make these judgments and how we apply them, I don't know, but just the concept, I think, is very, very important to keep that in balance. Mitzad Echod, we all bear a tremendous responsibility, and this was even pre-Arvus. Arvus is mamish, a responsibility, ke'ilu, if it's biodenu in any way, it's ke'ilu that we did it. But even before Arvus, just the sense of people, if they were the Zora, bad people, evil people, but maybe they didn't know any better, I don't know, they could have, they should have, I don't know. There was an Avraham Avinu in the world. That I don't know. But Lemaisa, but it's going to be, they could be worse. They're going to have a chizuk. No. We'll sacrifice so much pain and suffering and delaying of the mission, there shouldn't be a chizuk. Mitzad Sheni, when an individual is involved, that Leah is going to have an extra amount of pain in this particular situation, that little difference, that's going to make the difference, and that will override, to some extent, I guess, the other Imohis also didn't have, so maybe that wouldn't be such a chizuk, but that's also to be taken into consideration. So I just thought that we really have to be very attuned, very alert to the messages that are being sent out and being conveyed. To do anything, to be mechazik in any way, a wrong understanding of Hashem, a wrong connection to Hashem, a wrong observance of the Darkei Hashem, is something that is very, very serious, to the extent that so much pain and suffering and delaying of the mission is taken into consideration in order to avoid that. And I think that has many ramifications in the way we conduct our lives individually, what we do, which could have some negative sense, some negative vibes or messages to others, in the way we conduct our lives communally, as a group, as a community, as a nation, as a Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's a consideration that has to be very, very seriously taken under advisement. We don't want to do anything which gives the wrong message, which gives the opportunity for someone to take the wrong message from us. That seems to be also something that was in the realm of our concern, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was obviously concerned with that in terms of making sure that the Imohis Akorois.